Welcome everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the Outreach Coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. I'm delighted to have the opportunity today to be in the presence of Dr. Jessica Swanson, who is a postdoctoral research fellow in the School of Molecular and Cellular Biology at the University of Leeds. Jessica obtained her Bachelor of Science in Molecular Biology from the University of St. Andrews, and then she continued with a PhD in Molecular Biology at the University of Leeds. So a very warm welcome to you, Jessica. Thank you for being here today. I think we can start by just, could you share with us about your studies? How did everything start for you? Was it a passion that you've always had, science? How did it start?
Yeah, science has always been like really important to me. So at school, I really enjoyed biology and chemistry. So looking forward to like university, molecular biology was just a perfect fit because it was sort of a mix of both. And then viruses have always intrigued me. So went on to do a PhD, sort of like molecular biology and viruses at the University of Leeds, but in collaboration with the Probert Institute in Surrey, which was a high containment research facility. So I got really into virology there, and then yeah, kept going as a postdoctoral researcher in, in virology, and then into vaccines from there.
Could you share a bit more about your project during your PhD? What was it about?
So my PhD project had two main focuses. The first was looking at sort of fundamental research on the entry process of foot and mouth disease virus. And the second part was to develop sort of virus-like particles against FMDV, foot and mouth disease, to see what we could do to stop it, basically.
Virus-like particles. Can you share a little bit, what are virus-like particles? How can you make a vaccine out of those?
Okay, so if you think of a virus as sort of like a football with a genome inside, which is the genetic material that sort of encodes the virus, mm-hmm. and the outer air layer is a like proteinaceous shell, a virus-like particle basically can be made from the outer layer but lacks the genome inside. So you have the protein without the infectious unit of the genome inside. So because they can be mimics for the actual virus, you can get the immune response against the virus that you need to be protective, but it's a lot safer because you haven't got any genetic material, so you can't get any subsequent infection, so you can't spread the disease onwards. So it's just a lot safer.
Is this technology quite new, or has it been used previously in marketed vaccines?
Yeah, so it's currently being used for the hepatitis B vaccines. So it's an existing technology that's been applied to quite a few viruses now.
So, okay, yeah, wonderful. So you're currently working with VLPs on polio, right?
Yeah absolutely.
Is your team, how many people are you working with? How would you say, does a day at work look like? How does it feel like just going into work and doing your research?
Yeah, so I'm lucky, I'm part of quite a big group. So there's actually three of us who work on the polio sort of VLP project together. And we all have specialisms in different areas. So we kind of work to our strengths, I guess. And we all take a role in the making of them, purifying them and stuff. So every day is a bit different. Some days I could be expressing lots of protein and yeast. Other days I might be lysing yeast to release the VLPs and purify them. And sometimes I'm doing more fundamental research to see if we can optimize our VLPs in some way as well. And my colleagues do similar things, but more in their areas of expertise.
So you're more focusing on the molecular processes, and then you've got someone working more like with the engineering aspects of things. Is that right? Or
so we all kind of chip in together. So we are trying to currently look at better purification methods, for example. And a couple, me and my colleague have both taken different avenues to see how we can improve it, for example. But yeah, so a bit of everything we do chip in together.
So when you talk about purification, is the kind of isolating your final product, which is what you need for
exactly.
the vaccine, right?
Yeah, so we grow like loads of yeast and we have to get the VLPs out, or we can't use them, obviously, because they're in yeast. So we have to purify them out so we can use them for further studies.
Right.
Yeah.
Is your job a fun job? What do you say?
You know, I think it is quite good fun.
What's fun about it? Let's put it this way.
For me, the fun is doing something completely new all the time.
Okay. So the challenge.
Yeah, there's definitely, I love the challenge of it. It's great. And the days when it works are just like the best days ever. But yeah, so I think the fun is just not knowing exactly what you're going to find each day in a way, because each day can be different. So that's kind of fun. Keeps it exciting.
Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah. So do you... because obviously you're currently in academia. Mm-hmm. Have you always wanted to start your career in academia? Are you looking forward to move potentially into industry at some point? Can you share a little bit about that? Because I feel like sometimes people are not really aware of the opportunities also in an academic kind of environment, and what are the goods about it and maybe also the bad things about it. Yeah. So if you...
So academia has always been something that I've been really interested in. I love being able to pursue like the research I do. Unfortunately, there is a limitation in the short contracts that come up. So it does leave you wondering whether you'll be employed again at the end of the year. So industry is something I've considered alongside. If I don't manage to get a contract in the future, it was definitely something I'd look at because it'd be interesting. And I think having worked now on vaccines more than maybe virology, I think is maybe more aware of opportunities in industry, which I think is really useful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe jumping back to the reasons why you decided to pursue this type of career, was there someone that inspired you or something? Yeah. Someone or something that inspired you to?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate. When I was doing my sort of secondary school education, I told my parents how much I love biology. And actually a family friend of theirs was a virologist, so I was able to have a chat with him and sort of find out kind of what I wanted, how I could pursue virology, which was really useful. So obviously being like a teenager, he was like, you might not want to do this forever, why don't you do something a bit more general, to a degree, which is why I did molecular biology, because there's so many routes from there.
Yes.
But then I still had absolutely loved viruses by the end of it. I was like, no, I'm going to continue. I'm going to do a PhD in this. So yeah, it was, I was very lucky to have that conversation.
Absolutely.
And to find out a bit more about what virologists do and stuff like that. So yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing about that. I think it would be great to hear from you if you have any advice for people looking for a career in this space, or even just to pursue studies. What's good about studying science or maybe specifically virology or anything kind of related? Why do you think it's important, especially now? I think with the COVID-19 pandemic, it has been, we are more and more aware of you know, what infectious disease can, how they can actually impact our lives. So why would you recommend potentially to pursue this career, and if you have any tips or advice?
I think as long as you're interested in it, you should absolutely go for it, because it's such an interesting field. And virology in particular, there's something intriguing about understanding how viruses work, because if we understand how they work, then maybe one day we can work to sort of stop them or control them in some way, much like the pandemic. You know, we've all seen the impact that viruses can have on our daily life. And that was quite an extreme example, but we've all had like a cold or something, you know. And it, I think, yeah, if you're really passionate about it or if just interested in it, you should definitely give it a go, because it's such a interesting and rewarding career.
That's great. Thank you. Last thing, a question about the future in vaccine research. Mm-hmm. What do you think are going to be the main technologies in the future? What are we moving towards in terms of, maybe it's a bit of a general question.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different technologies out there. I think the COVID vaccine research really like shone a light on how many different technologies exist. I guess it is important going forward thinking about where technologies can be applied. So, you know, are they applicable for low middle income countries and making vaccines accessible for everyone? So some of the new technologies, there might be a limitation there, but I think it's, hopefully there'll be a really diverse sort of pool of vaccines we can pull on in the future, rather than just one successful one or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. That's Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the outreach coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. To delve deeper into the world of vaccine development and production through fascinating stories from researchers, academics, entrepreneurs, and policymakers, among others, be sure to also explore our other podcast episodes, as well as our summary video series on the same topic.